Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Tosh Taylor.
And I'm Jenna Morton, and this episode is about one of my favorite topics, books. I am so looking forward to this conversation because I think some of you who are listening and watching will either be rabid fans or have no idea what we're about to talk about and are going to become huge fans of the Silent Book Club movement. And to talk about exactly what that is and what's happening here in the Moncton area, we have DJ McDonald with us. Welcome.
Hello. Good morning.
So, for people who are like, what, did they just say Silent Book Club? Give us the quick rundown of what a Silent Book Club is.
A Silent Book Club is basically an introvert's happy hour. It is a new movement that's kind of taken off since the pandemic has started, getting people back into reading because there was nothing else to do. And it's kind of not your typical book club where you're assigned a book, you have to go talk about the book, prepare questions. It's just meeting at a coffee shop, a bar, library, lounge, wherever, sitting together with people that like to read in silence for an hour, and then talk or leave. It's up to you. So there's like no pressure to have to talk to anybody. You can come do your thing, or you can make new friends, which a lot of people do.
Yeah, so we're gonna get into like how much this has taken off for DJ in just a second, but where did you first see it and what made you think, this is for me?
Instagram.
Okay.
Of course. A friend of mine that lives in St. John had posted, it was like a book with a beer, and she's like, Silent Book Club, St. John. And I was like, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
So I clicked on the link, obviously, doom scrolled for a bit, found the actual website for Silent Book Club, and it was the caption, Introvert Happy Hour, that caught my eye. And it said, find a chapter near you. And like, cute enough, each location's called a chapter, which is really, really punny onwards. So I looked, and St. John was the only one in Eastern Canada.
No way.
I was shocked. I was like, there's none in Moncton, there's none in Halifax, of like all places. So I kept scrolling. I'm like, how do we get one here? Yeah. And it's really like clearly labeled start a chapter. So I clicked on it, emailed them the next morning. I had everything I needed to start a chapter.
No way.
Yeah, it was really quick.
I love it.
Wow.
Yeah. So remind us, how long ago was this? Because it was
October.
Not. Yeah. This was not that long ago. And how quickly has this just gone crazy?
By November, I was filling venues with waitlists.
But a month later, mm-hmm. 1 month. That's remarkable.
Yeah. And you've just had a week with incredible events.
Yes, we had two events at the Magnetic Hill Winery. I think I had too much wine. still wearing off. We had one Monday night and Tuesday night. They're actually closed those days, so they opened to us privately, which was great. We had a little over 100 the first night and then 100 last night. So, and they were all different people.
200 people coming out
people.
Yeah. Just to sit and read their own book around other people in a neat place.
Yeah.
This makes me so happy for humanity.
It's true though. Like you're not wrong on that. Like it's really cool to A, see people getting out of the house, and then B, wanting to be around people again. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But also being comfortable to be like, no, I'm just gonna go do my own thing and read my book that I wanna read.
Right.
In a neat place and support a local business doing it. While we're on that comment though of supporting businesses, let's make this clear to people. This is something you were doing out of the goodness of your heart.
Yes, I joke with people that I'm the official unpaid CEO of Silent Book Club.
Beautiful.
Yes, everything is purely volunteer based. Every chapter, there's over 600 of them worldwide, is all run by amazing volunteers.
That is incredible. Mm-hmm. And so if someone hasn't heard kind of how this all works, walk us through like how someone who wants to go to a future event is gonna make that happen.
Okay, typically our events are about 2 hours. The first half hour is allowing people to come in, sit down, find a seat, get a drink, get some food, whatever is there at the venue. Then we do an hour of silent reading. And then the last half hour, I usually grab everyone's books to grab like a little Instagram photo just to show everyone what everybody else is reading. And then they can settle their tabs, grab their book, and then leave. If they want to stay, which people do, they can stay, order some more drinks, read some more, do whatever they want, chit-chat. No pressure to do whatever you want to do.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That's something that I like about this too, and you and I see it a lot because we are in a few groups for people that are like just moving to the East Coast, and a lot of people are like, how can I make new friends? Where can I meet people? Where can I go out, like, besides going to a nightclub or wherever where you're not going to be sitting and talking to anybody? this is brilliant because, like you said, it's not run on this book club structure where you have to read the same book and then you've got to prepare notes. Mm-hmm. That was when the first book club I joined, I think we were in it together actually, and the first time I got there, I was like, it was so business that I was like, I can't do another one. I can't, like, I want to talk smack about the author and the people in the books, and then I want to go home. I don't want to, you know, break down the fact that it, you know, it was 331 pages and, you know, used the word they too many times. You know what I mean? Like, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that's cool. Yeah. You're reading for fun now. Yes. At this age, unless you're like in school, which is, there's no judgment on that. You're reading for it to learn something.
But any reading is good, but
reading is fundamental, as RuPaul says. I have a little tiny book club with my friends, but it's not like structured at all. It's just we read what we want to read and we talk about it and do crafts or whatever. But a lot of people, there's a lot of pressure behind a typical book club where they have to prepare questions, and maybe they feel like they're not smart enough to read the book that they're reading, and that they don't understand a certain part, and then they don't want to talk about it because they feel stupid talking in a group of people, and they don't want to feel like they're dumb or anything like that. So with Silent Book Club, you can bring whatever you're reading. Mm-hmm. There was somebody last night that had a book about motorcycles. If you have comic book, ebook, audiobook, people ask about that all the time. Can I bring my audiobook? Yes, audiobooks are books.
Yeah.
Because there's a debate right now on the internet.
They're wrong.
They're books. Audiobooks are books. I'm listening to it. You're reading it.
Same.
Same thing. Yeah. So, yeah, anything you're reading, bring it. If you want to, like, if you're listening to an audiobook and you feel awkward just, like, sitting there listening to a book while people are reading, people bring their knitting. They knit. Some people bring adult coloring books. They sit there and they doodle. Whatever they're comfortable with.
That's the part of it that just, like, it's so inclusive in the way it's structured that it really is for anyone who wants to just sit and enjoy their time.
Anyone, no matter your age too, because I get a lot of questions, your age or like your gender, because like some older males message me, they're like, well, is it a lot of young girls? I don't want to make anybody feel uncomfortable. I really like to read. I'm like, no, come.
Right.
Everybody's really nice. Everyone's really welcoming of everybody. So nobody bites hard.
Maybe in the books they're reading, but...
if you feel like you're uncomfortable to come because of maybe your age or your gender, don't be uncomfortable, because everybody loves everybody, and people come by themselves, which is great, because a lot of people ask me that too. Like, can I come by myself? Yes, you can come by yourself. You can come in a group, you can come with just another friend, you can make friends if you want. I've seen a lot of people meet up the first time coming, they're solo people, they make friends. I see them tagging each other on social media saying, I made a new friend tonight,
yay!
Which is great, because making friends as an adult is really hard.
Mm-hmm.
friends, solo, groups, moms. Some people bring their moms. They're like, can I bring my mom? And I'm like, yes, bring your mom.
Yeah.
Bring your mom. Moms like to be invited to things.
Yes.
I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit about what you're seeing in terms of what people are reading, and not necessarily like a big in-depth, like, oh, most people read nonfiction or whatever, but I'm curious about, I think there are a lot of trends that are shifting in the world of reading right now, and so I'm curious to see, you know, over this course of, since October to March, what have you been seeing? What's interesting people?
There is a lot of different books that I see. I couldn't name most of them, but there's pictures on our Instagram if you want to go, like, creep what other people are reading. But from October to now, there's been a really mainstream book called Fourth Wing, which I'm sure you've heard of it, and Iron Flame. I think everyone and their dog's reading it. I'm currently reading it because it's part of my, like, little friends book club. So I've been forced into it. And I was really worried because a lot of people read it in book club and they're hyping it up, and I'm like, is it going to be really good?
Right.
Because they're really liking this book, and I'm scared that it's not going to live up to the hype. But so far, so good. So those two books are really popular. A lot of people have, like, special edition books when they come with it, and they're like, try not to bend the pages.
Oh my gosh.
those ones. There's another author, I can't remember her name, but it's like the Crescent Moon series, Sarah something.
Okay.
Maybe.
Moss?
Yes, I think yes. so. She has
yeah, that's
a whole bunch of different
a
series, yeah. and a lot of people are reading her books. There's like an 8-book series, another one that's just the Crescent Moon, I think it's just started.
Yeah, I think that's one where there's like there's a cheat sheet of like what order you should actually
like
read.
It's like a Marvel series.
Do I read it by massive?
Do I read it by publication date or like order of the story?
Yeah.
Like how should I do
yeah,
it?
That's
I
too much no for me.
It's a lot. It's a lot. I like to read just to like get my mind off of things. I think a lot for work, so I just read to enjoy. It's like yeah. watching a cheesy Hallmark movie with a little bit of smut.
And there is quite a genre of that
yes.
right now.
Yes, that is very popular. Right
we were talking about that a little bit before we started. It's yes.
It's big. I think that we can probably trace that back to like those 50 Shades of Grey books.
Well,
and they were kind of like the starters
yes,
of,
some direct
of like, hey,
there.
People really yeah. like this.
Yes.
I mean, I'll admit it, I own them. I definitely
See,
went out and bought them.
I could not get
yeah,
into
you
them.
Did all right without them, trust me.
Yeah, I just listened to the first one. And I can see how it was really popular then, but reading it now versus everything else that's out, I'm like, that's nothing.
It didn't age well. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
nothing. It was like the base and it kicked
yes.
off.
Yeah.
From there, but yeah. looking back, it was like that was really popular.
Oh
then.
Yeah,
I
it's
can see
definitely
how.
Built an
yes.
industry
yes,
for
sure.
a lot
for
of
sure.
authors, I think, and some of them are very good, and some of them I'm like, nope, that is not for me.
Yeah.
Which yeah. you're entitled to your own
exactly.
opinion.
Yeah, it's just not for great. Me. Someone yeah. out there is reading it, so mm-hmm.
I do wonder if, and I mean, neither one of you will know the answer to this, but I do wonder if the world of reading and reading for pleasure is picking up again. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like there was a period of time where, and I mean, I honestly, I don't have the time to pick up a book. I'm an audiobook mm-hmm. girl all the way. I will listen to things all day long. But I do wonder if that's coming back into like, maybe after the pandemic, people were like, oh, hang on a second here. Like, I need my me time, so I'm gonna get back into books. I know a girlfriend of mine, she used to work here in radio in Moncton, and she's moved back to Ottawa some years ago, but she just published her first book this past summer,
oh,
and
wow.
has blown up, just completely blown up on her. Like, I am so proud of her, but it is a young adult book, and it's adults that are reading it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's and I have to admit, it's really good. But
that,
I think I've kind of, I think I've always yeah. kind of swayed more to the young adult kind of easier read, and you can easily get lost in a little romance story too.
Right.
So yeah,
A lot of adults are reading young adult mm-hmm. books. This is really common amongst the book clubbers. There's, you know, like I said, everything from like comic book, graphic arts, novels, to big books like this that I'm like, how are you carrying this around with you? How's your back not broken? But
gun,
yeah.
Guns, Germs, and Steel. Remember that one? That one. Yeah, it's like a textbook.
Yeah.
But I devoured that one. That was a long time ago. I'm very much dating myself, but it's a fantastic book.
Yeah. It's like anything by Diana Gabaldon, right? Like any of the Outlander series, you're carrying around
oh, yeah.
a textbook for.
Yeah, especially yeah. you get the hardcover of those.
Yes.
Yeah. The body just kind of like.
Kindles
tilts.
Are great.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, absolutely. But then you're not holding an actual book.
I
and I am a. Like,
I'm yeah. so tactile when it comes to books.
Same, but I yeah. was recently swayed.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't think I would like it.
Yeah.
Because I like a physical book. But I find I read so much faster on a Kindle.
Isn't that interesting?
I have no idea what the science is behind it, or if it's just like a mind over matter type of thing. Oh. But I find I read a lot faster on a Kindle.
That's really huh. interesting. I haven't
yeah.
heard it before.
It also tells you like the percentage that you're done, which is nice because it's yeah. like a little goal,
yeah.
A little game you play with yourself. It's like, oh, I'm at this yeah. much percent now. And that
where can I be in an
later.
Hour?
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
yeah. Or it can tell you like this many minutes left in a chapter or the book based on your reading speed. So it calculates it for you, which is also
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, I would like that.
Yeah, I do yeah. find that cool. Yeah, I started, I only joined Goodreads last year and started like keeping kind of a log of what I was reading and checking out what other people mm-hmm. were reading and adding more things to my, oh, I should get that list, which is now
400
you books know, yeah, yeah. yeah way longer than humanly possible for me to get through in my lifetime probably now. And then I just recently got onto I've been using the Libby app,
yes,
which
Love.
Lets you take out books through the library, audiobooks and you know
ebooks
yeah. So I find myself, especially like if it's like, you know, my husband's trying to sleep and he wants the room dark, I'm like, oh well, I'll
read my library book on my phone.
Right. And then NetGalley. Do you do NetGalley?
I don't do NetGalley, but I think there's something where it's connected with Libby and Overdrive or something like that.
Yeah, that's another one where you can get like advanced copies and
Oh, yes. Yeah. People at book club do that, and I'm like, tell me.
Yes.
Teach me.
Teach me.
Just do it for me. Here's my phone. Sign me up. Thank you.
Yeah, that's another one. So I'm starting to do more electronic reading because of those two things, and it's still like I'm doing it, especially when it's one that I really like. I'm like, darn, I wish I had this in my hand.
Right.
Well, people do read the money books and then they buy a copy. And like people last night, they were listening and reading at the same time.
Oh.
Which is like a whole other.
I'm not sure my brain could handle that capacity. That seems like an awful lot all in one go.
I haven't done that, but I've encouraged my kids to do that, especially like in that kind of like
learning to read.
As you're getting into longer books, but they're not quite, they're not quite used to sitting there to read. They're not keen to sit and read, say, a Harry Potter, a Hunger Games, something that's a bit more lengthy. Like, okay, well, why don't we get the audiobook of it?
Right.
And, oh, but we also have the book, so you could follow along.
Right.
And get that sense of, like, yeah, it doesn't have to be a task or a school assignment that you're reading.
Mm-hmm.
You know, however you do it, it's good.
Yeah.
And also, when they're young and they're either doing the audio or the reading, it's really good to help them learn how they retain the information better. Mm-hmm. And to when you're listening, sometimes it's nice to see the words, especially like in Harry Potter, like Hunger Games, where the words aren't sometimes English. So
true.
You can learn, see them and see it spelt out versus hearing it and all those fun things at that young age.
yeah, it's true. And I mean, we need to foster children into reading as much as possible. So any way that we can get them to do it. I was, and I've brought this up on the show before, when graphic novels came out, I was like, nope, you guys are not having these. And my sister's a librarian, and she's the one that encouraged me, no, these are really great.
Yeah.
They are such a great way to get kids interested in learning. I was reading one of my daughter the other day, and I can't compute. It's not like an Archie comic to me. You know what I mean? They were so easy to follow when I was a kid. This was not easy for me to follow, and maybe it's just because my brain has advanced. I don't know. But for my youngest daughter, they've been really great to help her want to read because she does not have the desire to do it. So my oldest was like, yeah, sure, this is no problem. But my youngest is, and there's always one of them, right? That wants to do it. So yes, any way we can encourage our kids to do any form of reading.
But anyone in particular, I do think that, like you said, there's been this kind of shift since the pandemic of people, whether or not they had been reading before or not, seem to be embracing and celebrating it more than they used to, right? So it's so fun to see all the photos from Silent Book Club and to see the covers of what other people are reading and if you go into a bookstore right now, you're likely to see a display all based off of what people are saying on Book Talk.
And it's overwhelming to walk into a bookstore, especially if you don't know what you want, because you could spend hours in there.
Yes, absolutely.
Hours, and then you walk out with nothing because you're overwhelmed.
Yeah. Or you walk out with an armful in your bank account going, this wasn't the plan.
You are spending against your budget.
For Easter.
Yes. Hey, take it any way you can.
Yeah.
When you are, let's get back to the Silent Book Club here in town. When you're choosing venues, because there may be some venues watching that are like, hey, no, we want you to come to us. How are we choosing venues? Obviously by size at this point.
At this point, size is a big factor.
Yeah.
But I pick all local businesses in Moncton, Riverview, Dieppe area. Try to support them as much as possible. When I reach out to them, I ask them, when are you not busy? What nights of the week do you struggle to get people in the doors? Because I will bring them to you.
Yes, I can help.
I will bring my following. I can help you with that. So I'll right now, it's really hard to find something that can fit 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get as many people at the events as possible, because while there's 100 people that are RSVP'd, there's also 100 plus people on a wait list.
Right.
So I want to try to get as much people at the events as possible. Try to have 2 to 3, 4 is my max for a month, which is quite a bit. But people want it. The demand is there.
Well, and that's what you're saying earlier this week. You did a Monday and a Tuesday.
Yes.
Do you change it every week, just depending on the venue's slower days?
Yeah, okay. It depends on the venue's slower days.
Okay.
A lot of venues, I find their slower days are the beginning of the week, which is fine. People want something to do on a Monday night or a Tuesday night. A great start to your work week. something to look forward to, because Sunday scaries are real, and Mondays are, you know, dreadful for most part if you work the 9 to 5. So
yeah, but they're also, for service industry people, that's their weekend, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
so
true.
Yeah.
For instance, the winery, they were closed
right.
Monday, Tuesday. They offered to open. They're like, "Will you come in on a Monday and Tuesday when we're closed?" I'm like, "Sure,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah. You want me there? I'll be there." So in some other places, they're usually like on a Tuesday night, or they're closed early, but they'll extend for like the book club, which is great because then it just brings in business that they wouldn't have had likewise. And it's also really great because a lot of the people that are coming are commenting that they've never been to this location, they've wanted to go, they're going to go back. I've seen them go back through their social media, so it's really great that like they found this place, they discovered it, they're going back and repeat business, which is great.
Yeah.
Love it. Everything yeah. about it is just so heartwarming.
I feel like you're so going to see Jenna yeah. there very soon.
Well, yeah. Since the first time you posted one, I've been following, going, "Oh, I should really do that. Oh, I should really do that." And I'm like, "Oh, now I'm so far down the list. How am I ever going to get in?
How am I ever going to get there?
Like, yeah. How do I get one started closer to me?"
If you're on the wait list, don't be afraid, because I usually get through 90% of the wait list, because people, when they book it, because I do them a little bit in advance, they reserve their spot, but then they have to work, or something comes up, and mm-hmm. then there's cancellations. Because I do reconfirm people like a couple days prior to the event, just to make sure that they can go, so that there's no empty spots, so that way the place is full.
Yeah.
So usually a couple days before is when I start reaching out to people on the wait list, and they're like, "Yeah, I'm in, I'm down."
So. Yeah. Yeah,
that is so much admin work.
It is, but it's fun. I do a lot of like organization for my like normal job, so it's just kind of nature to do it.
I feel like this is going to become your normal job, and we're going to have to find her an income.
Yeah. I mean, if you're willing.
But there's no charge for people to come, right?
Like, no.
It's just whatever they happen to spend on their own decision-making mm-hmm. at the venue.
Yeah, so I do some special events where there's a cost, but it all goes back to the place. It's for their services. Typically, events are free to come to, but I do encourage everyone to buy at least something
yep.
while we're there, so we're not just taking space up and not supporting back to them, which everyone's really good at yeah. doing. Like, at the winery, people were bringing bottles home, and
that happens at the winery. Yeah.
yeah.
Been there, done yeah. that. Yeah.
And like for special events that we do where it's a paid thing, like we did one at Hope Wellness in Hillsborough at the Nordics Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
It was, they opened us up for a private event, so we had the whole place to ourselves. So it was just like a cover fee to go in, and everything went right back to them. And we're doing another one at Atelier Tony's for like a high tea.
Nice. That's
or brunch
cool.
snack thing.
Oh. Oh my god, the food there yeah. is so good.
It's like, oh,
so
you good. Could like pair your book with that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we could talk forever.
Get the Caesar.
We do
it's
need
so
to. So, for anyone watching and listening who wants to follow mm-hmm. along and get on the list, how do they find you?
We're on Instagram and Facebook. On Instagram, it's silentbookclub_Moncton. And then just Silent Book Club Moncton on Facebook.
Yeah. Perfect.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I can't. I just want to go read all day now. Thank you, DJ,
no
so much for
Thanks
coming
for
in.
Me.
And thank you for starting this for
yes.
the community. This
oh,
is
it's
amazing.
It's been wonderful. It's been a lot of fun. And within like the last 6 months, it's blown up. So I found out last week that I was nominated multiple times for the top 20 under 40.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so I thought it was a spam email. And my friend was like, "No, it's legit." I'm like, "Okay, so I'll fill out the form." But yeah, that's really exciting.
Yeah.
I was like, "I'm just doing this for fun."
Yeah, that's so cool. I love it. Okay, check it out on socials, and we'll see you next week.